This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, Mike Williams not showing up to practice yesterday for personal reasons. We know Devontae Adams is with the Jets now. We know what Aaron Rodgers said after the loss to the Bills, and he's going to either get traded or released. So that's the last you're going to see of him. It was pretty obvious once Aaron Rodgers said what he said that he was going to be gone. And then it became even more evident when Devontae Adams popped up in the back of that Zoom on the Pat McAfee show. So,
yeah, I'm sure Mike Williams is not happy about any of this, and I don't blame him. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, you got to be careful what you say and how you say it. And I don't want to tell Aaron Rodgers what to do, but it was shocking that he basically said, you got to be on the red line, and he wasn't on the red line, and I threw it there. And I was like, wow, hold on for a sec. You know, and it was interesting because yesterday I was driving back from, you know, playing golf, and I was listening to NFL radios. My buddy Pat Kerwin was on with Jim Miller, and they were just talking about, and Pat was talking about how he knows a number of quarterbacks that have run receivers off because they didn't like who they were, any of that stuff. Yeah, but nobody's ever really done it, you know, publicly. I mean, it's you go in the front office and say, I can't play with this guy. He doesn't know the offense. And normally you may do that like with a rookie. Like I could see, let's say Aaron Rodgers was playing with Kadarius Toney or Patrick Mahomes was playing with Kadarius Toney, and maybe he didn't know what he was doing or he was dropping the ball and you felt like he was a flake on the practice field. Maybe you then go into the coach and say, hey, look, man, I don't trust this guy. I don't want to play with him. And you got to get this guy out of here. I totally get. And I would imagine that Peyton Manning has done that and Tom Brady has done that. And, you know, according to Pat Kerwin, a number of other players have done that. And I totally understand all that. But to do it the way that Aaron did it publicly, and then the way that, you know, again, you got to remember, we're going to react to it as a media entity. We're going to react to it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to bring it out, and we're going to say, I can't believe this happened. And then the media is going to take it and run with it. And then you got to remember, Mike Williams has got a family. He's got an agent. He's got friends. He's got people he's played with. And this isn't some fly-by-night rookie. This is a 30-year-old established wide receiver in the NFL who's had some really great moments.
Yeah.
And there's a respect factor that is afforded to a guy that is coming off of a knee injury. You have to take all of that into account.
Well, Aaron Rodgers did not. Well, and then he doubled down on McAfee, too. He didn't even say, hey, I shouldn't have said that about Mike.
And it's great to see Devontae and Aaron Rodgers back together. And I wanted to see it back in August and thought maybe September. And now all of a sudden here we are with 11 weeks to go in their season. And, you know, it's go time now all of a sudden as we were having fun with this yesterday. I lauded the Jets for going after Aaron and getting him here in the first place. It feels like he's been here for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's only played 6 games.
So when Mike Williams gets traded or cut, Devontae Adams is here. Alan Lazard is here. Randall Cobb was here. All this stuff. Rob Saleh, who he didn't respect and didn't like, got fired. But we're to believe that he had nothing to do with that. Like, okay, stop it.
I don't know if he did or he didn't like him. I don't know. I have no idea internally where the pressure was coming from. You know, Woody Johnson and Christopher Johnson are in there every day. They're the ones that are hearing what's happening behind the scenes, and they reacted to what they thought was the right thing to do, whether Bill Belichick likes it or not. I mean, he is the owner, and he has the right to make a decision to try to save the season. And, you know, to relieve some of the pressure and maybe kind of direct the team in a certain way, I think is what Woody's intentions are here, and to hopefully get the best out of him. But, you know, I think that was a major mistake, what Aaron did publicly. I really do. I mean, because now if you're covering this team, like you're Rich Cimini, you're Mark Canizzaro, you can now go up to Aaron Rodgers and ask him about any specific play and about what happened on that play. And is Aaron going to be pointing out everybody else? Issues? Now, Aaron has taken responsibility that he hasn't played well. I've heard all that. And then I heard him say that to Pat McAfee. But that doesn't excuse throwing a teammate out there under the bus like the way he did to Mike Williams.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.